Frank. St. Helena, California, September 23, 1901. Elder Frank, my dear brother, I am instructed to say to you, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5, verse 17. Let the words you speak to your brethren and your associates be ever respectful and courteous, because you claim to be a Christian and have taken a pledge that you will strive to be Christ-like. Remember that when you speak unwisely, you show that you have not learned in the school of Christ. Do not divorce from your fellowship those who are not willing to be dictated to by you as if they were children. Remember that you are in the presence of God. Do not try to act a lordly part, but act as Christ's servant. The peace and restfulness of Christ should ever be in your home. It means everything to a minister of the gospel to have this in his home. It is health to the soul and to the body. If in the home a minister is surrounded by an atmosphere opposed to truth and righteousness, he is greatly hindered in his work. He may speak to large congregations, and some may embrace the truth as the result of his labors, but he cannot do the work essential to be done in the discipline and training of workers. You need to spend more time in prayer. Let not frivolous things divert you. You need to walk before God in humility, lest the enemy overcome you. You could never, never carry forward evangelistic work alone and build up a church that would be a symbol of what Christ desires a church to be. Your talents must be combined with the talents of others who supply what you lack. There is to be no gainsaying among the people of God. No words are to be uttered that will stir the passions of the human heart. God's word teaches us that we are to be circumspect, self-denying, that we are to bear the cross, revealing in spirit and word and action that we have learned of Jesus his meekness and lowliness. Christ invites you, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 29, 30. Strive to represent Christ correctly in your ministry. It is not for your soul's interest to exercise the authority that you have exercised over those who have accepted the truth under your labors. Please remember that you need to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. The day is coming in which, with characters perfect or imperfect, we must all stand before the tribunal of heaven. The facts I have presented are from God and are given for your good. Every fact is God's fact and will be registered as such. I do not want you to fall under Satan's deceptive delusions. Men may flatter you, they may worship your style, but this does not give you excuse for uttering one harsh, rash speech. Remember that you mend nothing, you restore nothing by speaking harsh, bitter, contentious words. But you may cause dissension and sorrow. How much more pleasing it is to God for you not to break the bruised reed or quench the smoking flax. Remember that never once did the majesty of heaven make the parade you make in preaching the gospel. He has left no example that will justify you in using the means you use in the effort to make an appearance that will charm the sense of the worldly. He was rich, but for our sake he became poor, that through his poverty we might receive the immortal inheritance. I have a great desire for the salvation of your soul. I have a deep interest in you, but I cannot disguise the truth. You need to be more humble, more teachable. Only by learning constantly of Jesus can you gain eternal life. You have a work to do, but you need to see matters in a light different from that in which you have seen them in the past.
I hope and pray that you will see all things clearly, and that you will not become more and more determined to follow your own methods. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Remember that you are a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men.